Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Last weekend, the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association met in Alexandria for their annual State Cattlemen's Meeting and Trade Show. One of the outcomes of this meeting is the transfer of power from the current president to the new president. It's with great pleasure to have on the program today one of our own producers from the area, Mike Landite from Walnut Grove. Mike will be holding the position of president of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association for the next 2 years. Congratulations, Mike.
Thanks, Mark. It's quite an honor to get to hold this position.
Well, Mike, you're no stranger to our listeners. You've hosted the Beef News and Notes program several times, but can you just give our listeners an overview of your cattle operation?
Yeah, we got a cattle finishing yard here in Walnut Grove. We feed about 700 head of cattle at a time here, and we finish in all cattle comfort facilities, and we got a crop corn and soybean farm also.
And it's truly a family-run operation, isn't it?
Yes, myself, my wife Carrie, and my parents George and Chris.
Yep, you guys do a really good job, and a lot of our listeners have been to your farm and feedlot there, and very, very nice operation. So you're the president. Who else is on the board for 2019?
Yeah, our board the next 2 years consists of myself. Grant Breichreitz is our new president-elect. Mark Pankinen is the new vice president. Joe Wagner is our feedlot chairman from the Alexandria area. And Jake Thompson from up north, I believe he's from kind of the Crookston area up in there. Hopefully I'm correct with that, but he's our cow-calf chair.
Okay, well, good diversification then. So what were some of the takeaway highlights from that convention, Mike?
One of our things that we talked a lot about and what we're hoping to do coming out of convention is just keep the momentum going that we've had the last couple of years with all the strong leaders we've had over the years, and keep keep the membership growing and keep working with our how we're going to work with our new friends in St. Paul and try to get the cattle producers' priorities through through the new legislator and with the new governor, and hopefully be able to keep all our operations successful and profitable for the next few years.
Okay, so it seems like every year, every decade, there's some hot topic issues that come forward. Anything expressed during that weekend of the convention?
One of the big topics that we talked about was trying to make sure that this new lab-grown meat is held to the same standards that we're held to as traditional cattle producers, and just make sure that that everything's safe for the consumer and it's not an uneven playing field, that new technology is held to the same standards that we've been held to for years.
Okay, no, that only seems fair. So goals for the next year, I know yourself personally as president and as a whole, the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, what kind of in your mind, I know you just touched on a few of them as far as membership and making sure policy in St. Paul is treated fairly for the cattle producers. Are there any other goals that you have set, Mike?
Those are the main ones right now, I guess, that I have. My main goal is, as you mentioned, is to just keep growing membership and just keep expressing to our producers the value of their membership and, do as much educational things and stuff with policy as we can and just show that value and keep growing membership.
Okay, so if you meet or if I would meet somebody on the own a feed store or at a in town and they're a cattle producer and they aren't a member of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, what do you think a couple selling points would be?
I think one of the main ones is just tell them that we're there every day working for them, because as producers ourselves, we know that that's hard for a producer to do. They have their livestock to take care of, they have their business to run, so it doesn't always work for them to get away from the farm or their business. And just with our staff and with our people in place, we're monitoring stuff. We're working with people in the legislature and the agencies for sure weekly, if not daily basis. So they'll always have a voice, with those people, even if they can't be there to express their concerns themselves.
Very well put. And for $50, that $50 goes a long way into all of the things that you just described there. So we encourage people that aren't members to join. Lastly, Mike, I know the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association and the Minnesota Beef Council have worked together well over the years, and obviously the Minnesota State Cattlemen's is focused on the policy side of things, and the Minnesota Beef Council is into promotion, education, and research. And the relationship has really been a good one over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. You know, just it's great to have those different, the different perspectives on stuff working together and splitting up the duties, and just that much more that the producers have working for them. You know, really only the difference besides what we do is, with you guys with the Beef Council are kind of a, the checkoff dollars and that way, and, we're a membership. We're dependent on people filling out the membership form and sending us the dues so that we have a budget to do that work for them.
All right. Well, thanks, Mike, and congratulations once again on your newly elected position of president of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, and I'm sure you will do a great job, Mike.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Until next week, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again.